For my birthday wish, I wish my mom would get out of the bathroom!
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most...
That's the joke.
...podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys?
Good.
Doing all right.
I was at the gym earlier.
You were at the gym?
When you called me.
Working out your pecs. Oh, did you like the character I put on your phone? Did you listen to my voicemail?
No, I didn't. It was blank.
I was like, hello, I'm looking for Andy Myers. I'm just trying to get a hold of you because we might have to do the podcast a little early tonight.
No, it was just blank noise on mine.
Was it?
Yeah.
Damn it. I was really into that character. I was like, so you call me back and text me, big boy. That was a character I was doing.
I got a new car. Well, it's not a new car. I got another old car.
It's a new to you car.
Yes. But I got another old car.
See? Oh,
I got
it. Yeah, you got it.
It didn't show up on my headphones.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I got another old car.
Older, but better.
Yeah, it was a 1990 Toyota Camry, and now it's a 1989 740 GL Volvo.
That's a testament to... Who the fuck? Where's Volvo from?
Germany?
Sweden.
It's a testament to Sweden technology that something 23 years ago is still up and running better than a 90 Toyota.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Camrys are solid. That was my first car, or it was my second car and my third car. Rosie was my third. Now I'm on to Sylvia, the silver bullet, because it's a silver station wagon.
I never really named my cars.
The first one, my New Yorker, I called the Land Yacht, but that was about it.
Well, my friend Tyler had this red van in high school, this old red van we called Juanita.
Juanita.
Yeah.
Juanita the van.
Yeah. Mr. John. Mr. Tyler.
Juanita need antifreeze. Antifreeze no here.
You should just bring your own antifreeze from home.
No.
Do I have that on the board?
I don't think so.
Fucking goddamn it.
You don't have any Juanitas on there.
I used to have the...
Yeah.
The no. But I never used it. And of course, you know, I get rid of it. Like, oh, I'll never need this thing. A week later, we need it.
Shit!
I'll just play this Murphy's instead.
Law.
I feel that's appropriate.
Yeah. That could get a company like any joke on this podcast. Yeah.
So how was your day?
My day was good.
I was hoping you'd click the...
Oh, with the boing?
Never mind, the joke's dead.
Yeah, the joke's dead. Yeah.
I like to drink water.
Abort!
Awesome! Nail it on the water.
Just like an Italian cruise ship captain. I'm going to beat those to death.
I finished watching... Oh, sorry.
No, I was moving on.
No, after you.
I finished watching the fifth season of Dexter, and I confidently say that I can kill someone. I'm watching, I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I could probably pull that off.
Yeah. All I need is some animal tranquilizer and I'm good.
Sort of like if anyone watches Burn Notice, they immediately think they can be a secret agent.
No, see, what you gotta do is you always have to have an out plan and a wheel man and a sniper. Yeah! I can do it!
When I watch House, I'm pretty sure I can pull off a Viking in addiction.
When, that'd be fun. When I watch Stephen Colbert, I'm pretty sure I can be a pompous asshole. For a living.
For a living.
When I watch Oprah,
I hope he comes
I wish
down
I was at the zoo.
From his pedestal and rips us a new one. I want Stephen Colbert on the show.
Yeah, I would love Stephen Colbert on the show.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're calling you out, Stephen Colbert.
Come if you're on, listening.
Come on this show. You know, this episode, our best joke was this.
See if you can top it,
yeah,
bitch.
You should post this on his Facebook or on his Twitter now.
On his Twitter.
Like this link. Do it so he'll listen.
Calling you out. Yeah.
Calling you out, Stephen Colbert. Maybe. I mean, I'll do it. Yeah. I don't expect anything to come of it, but I will do it.
All right.
I wish the Old Spice guy came through. Mm. That would have been awesome.
Well, I mean, that was back when we were small time, Mike.
Now we got 3,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the 3,000 hits a day.
Yeah.
Booyah.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 3,000 hits a day, yeah.
We're going to elbow drop Stephen Colbert.
All right, what do we got on deck,
man? On deck, we have some gaming news, and, you know, some technology news, and some news.
You know what's not on deck? The Italian passengers.
Oh!
Oh, nailed it! Oh,
nice.
Thank you.
Oh, man, that was really good.
When I said, when I first legitimately was like, all right, what's on deck? And then after you said that, I was like, it's genius.
So, I mean, do you guys want to go right into it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to go right into it? Okay. Well, then we will start with, we'll start with gaming news.
All right.
All right, let's do it.
Let the games begin!
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
All right.
It really sounds like he said poop, but it's hoop.
We are going to start off with Minecraft.
Whee!
Minecraft has added cats.
What?
They're actually ocelots.
Yeah, there we go. That's the word.
Yeah, but they're it. You know, they're cats, and they're tameable like the wolves.
Yeah, the new update's going to add like jungles and stuff.
Nice. I know there was like rainforest and like there were kind of sort of biomes, but now they're trying to add more plant life into it, so there's more variety from biome to biome.
Yeah. They also added smarter skeletons that actually try and get away from the sunlight instead of just, like, burning up.
Oh.
Instead of just being like, oh, hey, the sun's out. Oh! Oh, man, I guess I'll just stand here.
Ow! 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 Dead. See, what one of my problems was is my spawn point was on, like, a little tiny island. And there were, like, zombies that would chase me off my little tiny island when I spawned. And then they'd just be in water. And you can't actually catch on fire when you're in water. So the zombies would just chase me. I was just like, fuck me! I can't do anything!
Just zombie lake out there.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It was like a crystal lake.
One time when I was, like, I just started a new game, and I made a boat, and I was stuck. I was, like, between two islands. And it was nighttime, and both of the islands were just, like, teeming with mobs on there. There were, like, zombies and skeletons and spiders and creepers. But I was fuck you.
Boing.
I'm out in the middle of this. I'm out in the middle of this river at the perfect spot where they can't, like, see me. So I basically just spent the night in the boat in the middle of the river, like, okay, if I move any further, they're going to start swimming after me.
That's what I did. It was probably my first night of Minecraft. I didn't know what to do, and
I just punch trees here.
So I ended up having to YouTube walk through what the hell I was supposed to do. But like my first night, I noticed that they wouldn't swim after me if I went quick enough.
Yeah,
and I just spent an entire night treading water in a lake. I was just holding the space bar for about 8 minutes for night to pass, and I'm like, this sucks. I should do something.
That's exactly like that movie Open Water.
Yeah.
Where they're just treading water, yeah. And you're watching it going, this sucks. I should do something.
Was it a shark?
Was that a shark ocean. Or some seaweed? I have cucky toes.
All right, next up. The hardware sales figures for 2011 revealed. 360 and PS3 both sell 11 million.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, good for them.
Nice.
But so I'll go down the list. I'll start from the bottom. The PS Vita is on here, but you know they were only around in 2011 for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, they were like 4 days.
You can win one at Taco Bell. I haven't yet. But
I'm trying. I'm going to eat so many tacos.
Well, I mean, if you get the $5 box, you get a code. And you can either go online or text it in. I've been texting it in.
And 500 pounds later, I got one card.
I have a Vita.
Well, what sucks is, I don't know.
Oh, heart attack.
I don't know if there's something wrong with my phone or something, but they don't text back.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah, apparently not. You really want a Vita? You you want this?
You got to pay for data? I guess.
Next up is the PSP that sold 5.8 million units. Nintendo DS sold 7.5. The Wii sold 9.5 million units. PS3 and 360 both at 11 million, and the 3DS at 11.8 million.
Damn.
So the 3DS took 2011.
I was at Cracker Barrel last night, and there was a family of four, and all of them had 3DSs, and they were playing together instead of talking.
Wow.
I feel if I did that, I'd swear too much at my
and
family.
To answer your
son of a bitch.
And
fuck
answer
you.
Your question, they were fat.
Okay. Mario Kart?
It looked like an RPG, like a multiplayer RPG.
I don't know if they have.
I didn't glance at it too far.
I don't know of any RPGs that they have yet, but I haven't really been shopping for 3DS games.
Yeah, the mom and the two kids were playing, and then after food came, the dad joined in. I was like, really? Maybe we should talk.
This also breaks them down through the United States, Europe, and Japan. And you can kind of see the disparity between 360 and PS3 in different areas. In the U.S., the 360 sold 7.3 million units, and the PS3 sold 4.5. In Europe, the PS3 sold 4.9 million, sorry, and the 360 sold 3.7. And in Japan, the PS3 sold 1.5 million units, when the 360 sold 100,000.
Wow.
So 360 is not big in Japan.
360 doesn't seem that big in Europe.
They're 1.2 million behind the PS3. So 360 saving grace was the United States, where they're almost 3 million ahead.
Man, I should just get an Xbox. No, I've already invested way too much money.
I need to buy a system, and like looking money wise, a PS3 would be the better choice. I don't know if I should go over to the dark side though. I mean, I
wish you could see the face I'm making.
I mean, I know on Family Guy the dark side has Taco Fridays, but I mean, I don't know.
Well, if you want, I have all the Rock Band equipment in my car right now. I'm meaning to drop it off at my apartment, but I haven't done that yet.
See, the problem is, though, if I get a PS3, I don't have any games for it. I mean, look, you can see all the 360 games I have.
Yeah.
You have a combined library of Skylar and I. You just borrow shit.
Yeah, I guess I could.
I could let you borrow the orange box. I see you have that over there.
I do. I've been through the orange box, so. That's enough.
Far Assassin's Creed, I don't know.
I wasn't a big Assassin's Creed fan.
Do you have the final installment?
I saw that Camilla played Assassin's Creed, though.
Like 2 hours.
Yeah, she texted me a nerd girl thing that said, plays Assassin's Creed for 2 hours. Oh my god, I'm such a nerd.
I do not have... I think I'm going to pick Revelations up when it's really cheap. That's what I did with 2 and Brotherhood. So.
Guys, the Wii U. Might be getting a name change.
Woo! Yeah. It's probably because everyone hates it. No, it's probably because we hate it and they care about our opinions. They're so popular. Yeah.
Nintendo's up there like, oh no!
Yeah, I did it. I'm racist.
We can't change the name of the Wii U. That's impossible!
Impossible!
God damn it. Everyone just turned us off right now.
Nope.
Nintendo is apparently considering changing the console's name. They state that serious decisions are going on at the highest level in the U.S. and Japan as to whether the firm should just cut its losses and give a console a different name. Which they should.
Why would
should.
They cut their losses? Wasn't the Wii like a gigantic seller?
I think they mean is cut their losses as the fact that the Wii U, they're like, hey guys, the Wii U, and everyone's like, eh.
That is true.
And then they're like, well, fuck it, let's just cut it off here. Rebranded as something new. It's gonna be the same console,
still,
but it's not gonna be.
It's still gonna have that like $600 touchpad.
Fucking goddamn it!
The Wii Extreme.
The Wii Extreme.
The Wii X.
I still think they should.
The Wex.
Because I mean, they have the Wii U, and then their third console can be the Wii U him and the Wii U her. One's blue, one's pink.
The Wii U them.
Maybe they'll just call it the Revolution.
They fucking should.
That was a cool fucking name.
It was a cool name.
What was, wasn't there a Wii Cafe or something? Like, what was that the same?
I think that was the, like, the project name.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was the project name. And then what was their online service? Wasn't it like, oh, God, I just saw it. Is Nintendo World.
Nintendo World?
That's their, like, PlayStation Network and Xbox Live.
See, if...
I thought it was going to be called the Latrine, because that's where all the Wii goes.
Oh my god!
Dollar.
That is like $2 in the jar!
Ba-doom. Dollar.
That was actually pretty original though. So I was like, I'll say 50 cents because that took me a minute to catch on.
Wait, latrine? What's a latrine? Is it like a toilet?
Well, I thought you meant all the wees go to the shit, and then I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it was a
quick, Skylar, help us move on.
Hold on. I think the only thing that can really save the Wii Revolution, I'm just going to start calling it the Wii Revolution because Nintendo cares how we feel.
Thank you.
I think the only thing that's going to save the Wii Revolution is if it actually has some online capabilities.
And, like, killer games.
It should have some decent online because that would be stupid not to do it.
I mean, it's stupid now how the Wii is just like, yeah. You have to have a friend code and they have to have yours. You both have to send them within 6 hours of each other, and then you guys can be friends and play 3 games together. Woohoo!
But, they're not even going to try to step up to like PlayStation and Xbox.
You don't think so? Because I remember early reports of the Wii U said they were going to try and make it like, well, they said they were going to make it as powerful as the PS3. And I said, wait a second. This is supposed to be a next generation. Yeah. Shouldn't you be stepping the bar?
Do you have anything about the next box articles?
I forgot about that, but you just reminded me that there's a rumor going around that the new Xbox might not let you play used games.
I saw that.
Yeah, which is just a big fuck you to everybody, because then you couldn't even play borrowed games.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to borrow. That's so fucking stupid.
They can't do it. Dude, the amount of back, like, that would kill them.
There's no way they're going to do that, but I don't think.
There's confirmed Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Do they have Blu-ray?
Yep.
Catching up, huh?
Yeah. I know it's.
Get off your pedestal, Stony. All right. You made.
Stony?
I did say Stony. All right. Sony, you made Betamax tapes, all right?
All right. So I think this was their, like, all right. We came back.
But, like, the thing is, there's no way Xbox is going to do that. I don't believe it. But I don't doubt they want to. Like, I don't doubt they're thinking about a way to do it right now.
Maybe they'll, like, lock the discs somehow where you can like share it like 5 times or something. Like, I don't know. Who knows?
Sort of like how the PSN, like, yeah. You can download your content onto other PlayStation 3s. But
yeah. Who knows?
That just seems like a really poor decision.
It would be a very poor decision.
It's similar to like PC, how you have to have like a code or something to play online or anything like that.
Or always on DRM.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I just feel like that would be pretty crappy.
Someone did a study of how much bandwidth always on DRM takes up, and what was it?
It's insane.
Yeah, it was like in the 2 to 3 gigs of bandwidth.
You know what? You know who takes up a lot of bandwidth? I do. I stream like 3 videos online at once.
I want to watch YouTube.
I was
and Vimeo.
I was just thinking about it. Like, I'm always on like Justin TV or SyncTube or something, and I got like 3 going. I just choose which one I want to watch, like TV, like flipping through channels. I'm like, I'm streaming a lot of videos.
Cox is over there like, fucking runging.
90% of our bandwidth is going through one house.
I remember in my sophomore year, there was a kid in my high school that got busted for being one of the largest the largest Midwest Kazaa host.
Nice.
He disappeared for like a couple months out of school.
It's because they eliminated him.
Probably. But he came back, but I think he owed like a couple million.
He was a shell of his former self. Maybe. He was like a sleeper agent. When you say a code word, he tracks down people for the FBI.
Hey, how you doing there? Oh, hey, bananas.
Kill. Must kill Robert Redford.
All right, what do we got next?
Guild Wars 2 beta announced. Yeah. This is an anal production here.
All right.
I got this from Anal.
Dude, I was looking up all the classes.
Do you have my drop ready?
I did, but Andy started talking.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Who's
drop
it from?
No. You can go. We have another one.
Whatever.
The train will come back around.
Got it.
All right. Anal train.
We're going to run the train on him? Huh? Boing!
I wish I had a train sound effect. It's like a doo-doo.
You'd only be able to use it in this situation. And then just be like, fuck it.
But I was looking at the classes and everything. It looks really cool.
I've gone to the website. Yeah. It looks pretty legit.
Yeah.
Mike O'Brien, founder and developer of ArenaNet, posted on the ArenaNet blog that several important steps to the finale of Guild Wars 2 development will be a beta starting in February. And in March and April, they will aggressively ramp up the size of the beta test events. And it still confirms a 2012 launch date for Guild Wars 2, but it's not... It doesn't say
one of the rumor things I saw was Amazon Denmark. Amazon Denmark was taking pre-orders, and they had the release date was like June 12th.
Ooh, that's close to my birthday. I should try and get birthday money.
Gift ideas. Hey guys.
Yeah, I think somewhere on the Guild Wars 2 website, I saw that they were gonna like mid-February to early March. They were gonna try and start betas for like press. And
yeah, they were going to do the closed, and then...
We should try and get a press pass, like,
farther
into the beta.
Farther,
that'd be so legit.
Like, April, they'd do open beta.
I mean, but, I mean, technically, we fulfill the requirements for press, right? We cover, you know, the news.
Do we have to get some kind of license?
I don't think so, man. I've just...
Just three of us in your basement, like...
We'll just call ourselves freelance journalists.
Associated Press, why not?
Hey, guys!
Yeah, I mean, we're not, like... very good, but we still cover the news.
We're not hard-hitting, hard-boiled reporters or anything like that. We're just
so I'm trying to get people to join our guild.
Oh, yeah?
Me too. I almost had another chick, but then she's like, I'm going to be too busy around the time. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, with my kid and everything. That's what you should have said. That's what you should have followed up with. Yeah, with your child. Wait, what? You're now pregnant.
But there's a couple people from work that want to play, so.
Nice. Is one of them Nick Poe?
No.
I was going to say.
Hey, guys. Look
Nick,
at my
what
name.
What the fuck are you doing?
It's 420 Nick.
X 420 Nick Sniper XX.
Headshot, boom. Ah, shit, I messed that part up. Except the boom is zeros.
It's leet.
Anywho. I'm
leet hexors. Eat it, noobs.
I'm excited for it. It's going to be neat.
Yes. All right, guys. Next story is also from anal.
Would you like to try anal?
See, I told you
yes,
we'd be coming around.
Yes, we would.
There's rumor that Microsoft will be killing off Microsoft points and will use real money instead.
Which is about fucking
thank fucking
time.
God. Just cut out the middleman here.
But yeah, when I first got the Xbox, I was like, so 800 points?
Yeah, and you always had like
10.
You always have like 80 points left over, and you know, it's like...
Yeah, it's because you can only buy them in like increments of 1,000, and you get stuff that's like, hey, it's 730.
You could buy them like 250, 500, 1,000, and 2,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and things always cost like 730 or something like that. And you're just like, wait, what? Oh, fucking goddamn it.
Just ramp it up 20 points. Do it.
Like,
but just ramp it down 30.
I always
something.
Thought, I thought the points things was it was dumb.
It the way I see it is just way for you to buy more than you need.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they could still do it to where you could only put in increments of like $5 and have stuff be like $7.
Yeah, the PlayStation Store, for the longest time, the first year I had it, you could only do increments of like 5, 10, 15, 20. Now you can do the exact amount.
The way this article is written, it makes it seem like, and this is a rumor, but it seems like it would be the exact amount. You just pay it straight up.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Finally.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
See, I don't have any room on my PS3 for anything anymore.
I'm filling it
for
up
anything.
Yeah, I have Skyrim, and then I have the first Infamous, and I have Wipeout HD.
How big's your hard drive?
40 gigs.
Oh, okay.
I've almost filled my 120.
I was going to say, I had a 250 in my Xbox, and I never even came near it.
PlayStation Plus is a lot of that. Like, all the free games, they download automatically, but I don't play them. Because I'm like, Skyrim.
See,
I am Dover King.
When I got a crap load of free games on my 3DS, I kind of hit like an overwhelming gamer attack where I couldn't figure out what I wanted to play.
I hate that.
I was like, well, I want to play Legend of Zelda Minish Cap, but I have Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, which I beat. Beat that. And then
was it amazing?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Okay. I get Meta Knight's sword when I finish the game, and now I'm raping everything.
Nice.
And I don't know. It was just I ran into so many games that I couldn't pick what I wanted to play. And there was Skyrim and Minecraft. And they're just like, why don't you come back to us? Why don't you
that abusive ex-girlfriend. Hey, let me back in. Let me in.
No, I promise I'm not crazy anymore.
I had no free time when I was with you. You took up a lot of my time. You're really needy. but remember all the great times we had together? Yeah.
You let her back in, like a week later, you're fat, bleeding somewhere. Just,
God damn it.
Not again!
All right, let's move on to technology news.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money!
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
All right, guys, Twitter is starting to censor tweets in certain countries.
How so?
Well, see, Twitter posted something that said, you know, Twitter is kind of in every country, you know, everyone kind of tweets, you know. But they say in some countries that have different rules for internet censorship, they're going to abide by those rules, which seems kind of messed up because Twitter was one of the main things that got, like, the Egypt revolution going.
Yeah.
And the Tunisia revolution going. And now they will abide by rules like that in other countries where they used to be a tool for freedom, you know?
Yeah, like, if there was a rule that would say no Twitter in this country, would they just block all users from that country?
Or? I suppose.
I guess, and... Egyptian activist Mahmoud Salem said this is very bad news. This man operates under the name fucking Sand Monkey. I'm not making this up.
Oh, man.
Code name Sand Monkey.
He says, is it safe to say that Twitter is selling us out?
No.
Yeah,
not.
I would say that's safe.
They're not selling you out for money.
Yeah, they're not selling them out per se, but they're not going to... Twitter's basically saying you can't use us anymore for, you know, doing good things.
I would say that it's safe to say that because in about 3/4 of the country, Twitter's going to block that out. So it's okay.
Forbes magazine in technology actually had the headline, Twitter commits social suicide.
Yeah, I saw that actually headline in a bunch of places.
Yeah. In China, where activists have embraced Twitter, even though it's blocked inside the country, tweeted in response to the news, if Twitter censors, I'll stop tweeting.
We are mature. Ah, wee wee.
I didn't even know that was coming up. I didn't even have it highlighted. You know, I just started reading into the story more.
You should just highlight all goofy names in a different highlighter.
You'll be highlighting blue.
Troll F goofy name.
Yeah, I don't know if they're just going to be like an organized protest of Twitter then, because that seems like a really bad move on their part.
Yeah, it does seem like a very bad move on their part. Given the fact that they're being used as a tool for people to free themselves, and they're also free from, you know, Egypt's not going to crack down on Twitter because they can't.
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to do, come to the United States? The U.S. is going to extradite the owners of Twitter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be... That would be a fucked up move if they were like, we want Twitter to serve 30 congruent life sentences. All right, here they are. You can have them.
Deuces.
It's like, wait, what? Hold on. You can't just give us to another country. All right, guys. The European Union has signed the controversial ACTA agreement.
What?
No.
The European Union has officially signed the anti-piracy trade agreement. That follows in the footsteps of people who have already signed it, or countries that have already signed it, like Australia, Canada, Japan, South Korea, Morocco, New Zealand, Singapore, and the United States, who signed it last October. This really flew under our radar.
Yeah.
ACTA has been floating around since 2008.
So wait, once they sign this, does that mean it's going into effect?
Not quite yet. Individual EU member states and the European Parliament still have to ratify ACTA, and... So it still needs to be ratified. People have signed it, but it's not official.
I feel like if this comes into play, it's going to be a lot like the UN's power. Yeah. Yay, don't do that. Okay, yeah. But really don't do that.
Yeah, the UN. We're going to bring our security council in to take a look. I don't like this.
We're going to write a letter.
We're going to stop giving you aid. But our people are really hungry. Okay, here's aid.
We're going to stop giving you aid personally, though.
Who is that? Is that Droopy we're trying to make?
I don't know. At first I thought it was a male Sarah Palin.
Male Sarah Palin. I can see Russia from my backyard.
Don't you know?
Members of the parliament in Poland actually wore Guy Fawkes masks to protest ACTA.
So, sweet. So think about how much the internet was in an uproar over SOPRA and, like, senators and all that, congressmen and all that shit. How do we do a country?
Dude, I don't fucking know.
I don't know who's, like, who's in charge of signing this. Would that be Obama or...
I mean, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
The FCC chairman?
No, I would think so. I mean, he would be the...
The guy that I think would act it out.
Yeah.
Act it out.
That's Shut a up. Dollar.
Dollar.
But, I mean, this really flew under our radar. I mean, because, like, you know, everyone's like, why aren't people doing anything about ACTA? I'm like, dude, I didn't know about ACTA until, like... 2 weeks ago. Like, I seriously didn't know about it.
Oh, well.
And it's been floating around since 2008. Early 2008. I was still in high school. That's how long it's been around.
Damn. Yeah, this is kind of ridiculous. I'm not sure if I ever put that video up on our...
You did.
I did?
Okay, cool.
There
is a video on our Facebook page about ACTA. You should take a look.
Yeah, it kind of gives it a good outline. It's anonymous, made. Do we have a clip?
No.
Anonymous.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, they're kind of informing people, so I think it's good. Anonymous. But it's pretty informative, so I'd give it a look. 3@Combo Podcast, facebook.com/.
You said it like a last name, first name thing.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Like you're doing roll call. 3@Combo Podcast, facebook.com/.
There you go. facebook.com/3@Combo Podcast.
You hit a look on the wall for that one. okay.
Well, I mean, it could be PC. But that's just her Twitter.
That reminded me. Twitter. I always loved in high school when teachers would leave shit up on the board during tests. You're always like, yes.
Is she going to leave that? Oh, no. Everyone shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, everyone looks around and there's that one kid orchestrating it like,
quiet.
And you know there's going to be that one fucking teacher's
goody two shoes just fucking.
Everyone just eyeballs them like,
you left the words on the board.
There's like death threats being passed around like, I'm going to fucking shank you after class.
Oh, what do I got here? I'm going to stab you. Oh, fuck.
Nothing to do here.
All right, guys. Google Plus is opening their doors to people as young as 13.
They're opening their doors,
Opening their doors and their vans doors. Vans with no windows. The previous age limit on Google Plus was 18, but they're opening it to an age limit of 13, probably because no one's going there anymore.
Great. It's
going to
be like Xbox Live.
Well, Facebook is as young as 13 as well.
I remember when Facebook was college.
And it sucks.
Yeah. It's going to be like Xbox Live. Everyone's just closet racist on there.
Jimmy Talon from Oregon. Bleep, 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 bleep. Because I don't want to say profanities.
Google profanities?
Yes.
We say profanities all the time.
I do, but
you don't want to say
racist
slurs.
Slurs.
There we go. Vocabulary.
I haven't had dinner yet.
Google said... even though people as young as 13 can come on the site, blocking someone is only one or two clicks away. So, if someone's creeping on you, it's one or two clicks away.
Creep.
And if it's not, you're fucked. If it's three or more clicks away, you're done for. You might as well just go into their van.
3-hit combo or more clicks
away. Might as well just off yourself. Maybe drag yourself in someone's van. Tie yourself up.
How fucking pissed would you be? You got to get your bag out of your trunk and you open it and there's just a kid in there. You're like,
No.
No thanks. Wrong guy.
Am I being pumped?
Ashton Kutcher.
Just fucking kick him out the back and drive away.
Yeah,
fuck this.
Pick him up. And just, we're out.
Just open it up. Nope.
I think I'm the only person for a target for that because I have that sweet station wagon now. Just open up the back. No.
There's a child like, are you going to hurt me? Whoa. Nope. That's terrible.
But hilarious.
All right, guys. That'll do it for technology news.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
New drop.
Here we go.
time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the three-hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
All right, this 42-year-old woman says she's a sex addict.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it.
I just saw that.
Do you know how many partners she's had?
A thousand or more? Was that it?
More than 1,000 yeah. men. Good job.
Nice.
Dude, there's no rails left on that track.
It's not like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. It's like throwing a hot dog into space.
Jettisoning a tic-tac past the moon.
Crystal Warren says she had 40 lovers by the time she was 17.
Oh, my God.
She said she lost her virginity at 15 and says she's a sex addict because she had to witness her parents' marriage fall apart. It scarred her.
All right. Or usually she, that just makes you act out against society.
Or she just loves cock. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I think she might just be a whore. I mean, I don't want to read too much into this.
She's not that attractive either.
Yeah.
No. She tries to pull off cleavage in one of these shots, but it's not working. No, it's not working.
It's all varicose veiny. Yeah.
Nope.
Nothing to do.
See? Nope.
That was a good
nope,
face.
No, just, thank you.
Yeah.
She has like the really, really short old lady haircut.
Do you think she just walks around with her legs up over her head?
Like that one guy from Cow and Chicken who bounced on his butt cheeks.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
devil.
Here we go.
I bet this is not new to her.
Would you like to try anal?
She's like, yeah, that's step two.
Yeah. I mean, prop me up on one on the side and just go in and out
yeah,
of both
just
holes.
One, just two. One, it's boink, like
boink,
an exercise.
Boink, 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 boink.
She says she tries to find a man to sleep with in the morning, one at lunch, and as many as she can in the evening.
Three.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can orchestrate this.
She's from the UK, so.
She should.
We need to fly her in.
We should see if she could. Maybe we could get the double vagina lady to, like, take some notes.
Take some notes.
You know. Four guys at a time.
Yeah, she could be at 2,000 guys by now. She had two vaginas.
Oh, my God.
Four guys at a time. Yeah.
Oh. All right, guys. Have you ever had a nosebleed before?
Yes.
I don't think I actually have.
You don't think you have?
Or at least I don't remember.
I mean, I have on, like, maybe one or two occasions. I mean, it's not something that's normal. But some people have what they call nasal hemorrhaging, which is a lot of nosebleeding.
That sounds just dangerous.
Now, doctors at the Detroit Medical Center successfully treated a girl with a rare hereditary disorder, Glanzmann thrombasthena, which is prolonged nasal hemorrhage, using a plug made out of bacon. They put bacon in her nose. Cured salt pork crafted as a nasal tampon and packed with nasal vault successfully stopped nasal hemorrhaging promptly, effectively, and without squeal.
Shut the fuck up.
Without squeal.
That's in the fucking story.
Okay, I thought you added it and you were just deadpan. Just I'm
without
waiting
for a squirrel. Without a curly tail. It's in the story.
So. Well, they shut the fuck up.
So, you know, I'm just the messenger.
Man,
they owe us a dollar.
Do you think, like, one night all the doctors.
This is
out,
Discovery Channel, Discovery.com.
All the doctors are out drinking and they're like, hey. I got this chick that's just her nose is bleeding all the time.
Put bacon in
yeah,
there, man.
Come
I don't
on,
know.
Man.
Who cares?
No, they probably contacted the guys from Epic Mealtime. What should we do to stop a girl's nose bleeding? Bacon, motherfucker.
They probably call up, do you guys have bacon? Do we have bacon?
We'll put some fucking gay bacon up in that.
Well, you put some chicken nuggets with that, too.
We'll put some whipped cream. They put, like, gross shit in their stuff.
All right, at the United Nations, a shipment came in containing 16 kilograms of cocaine.
That's a lot of cocaine.
Yeah, apparently the cocaine was in bags that had a poorly concocted version of the UN logo on there. Brown said, Paul Brown, the NYPD's spokesman, said that there was no name or address on the shipment, but it came from Mexico City through Cincinnati.
That's kind of crazy that it got that far in the mail system.
Yeah. So, like, if it would have stopped in Cincinnati, yeah. Someone could have got it.
Do we have pictures of the poorly concocted UN symbol?
No, we don't, unfortunately. Not in this article, at least.
It's just, like, drawn on with Sharpie, kind of smudged in some places.
But they also say, Brown says in his opinion, it did not seem it was intended to go to the United Nations.
I wonder. I bet you were right. It was supposed to be in Cincinnati.
Yeah. It's probably like United Nations of Coke. That's the crudely put on UN logo.
Tyrone missed the shipment.
All right, this next story was going to be our final story, but I decided it's not very good, so it's going to be our second to last story.
All right.
A woman refused to leave her toilet for 2.5 years.
No.
What?
What the fuck?
She sat on the toilet bowl in her master bedroom on March 25th, 2009. All
right.
For the next 902 days, the small white-tiled room became Madame Liang Mi Yan's home.
Is this, like, America?
This is... It doesn't exactly say where it is, but it's from Asian One Health.
All right, so somewhere in Asia.
So somewhere in Malaysia. It's Asia. At the very end of the article.
Really?
Okay, so like, why?
Yeah.
People who write articles, please put the place it is at the top of the article.
Throw some details.
Well, she's now 58, and she claimed that she felt a strong force holding her down every time she tried to get up.
Yeah, it's probably because her muscles hadn't worked in a while.
She also imagined stones being hurled and water sprayed at her by people she could not see, preventing her from leaving the bathroom.
Huh.
She was also naked through the 902 days.
So, like,
she said, I didn't understand what was happening. I only felt all the sensations which prevented me from standing or leaving the bathroom.
So she literally like sat on that toilet.
She sat on that toilet.
She did not get up?
She didn't.
Ever?
Well,
she got up to go to the bathroom. Jeez. She had to wipe.
During her 2.5 year stay in the bathroom, Madame Liang showered a total of 18 times.
Oh.
Those were the only occasions where she would move from the toilet bowl.
So she was worried about being sprayed with water.
Yeah, but yeah.
To get sprayed with water.
I had to take a stool into the bathroom for her. Then I would slowly help her shift from the toilet bowl to the stool. She would then bathe herself with the shower head.
That's one of those situations where she's like, will you help me? And be like,
nope.
Not happening. Nope. Yep. That's going to be the episode's
name. Nope.avi.
Nope.
Yeah, nope.
Nope.avi.
There was, back in high school, we were all going to go eat at China Buffet as full as we could. And then we were going to put it, each of us put in 10 bucks. And then we were going to watch swap.avi. And the last one to throw up got all the money.
Oh, my God.
We never got the video to work.
Good.
So, I think the water that she felt was probably the tinglies you get when your legs fall asleep.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the force was her legs were asleep and her muscles were decaying. I think that's what was happening.
Man, 2.5 years.
That's just, it's a,
All right.
Is she married or anything? Does she have children?
Yes, she was married. Her husband was the one that actually helped her on the stool for showering. She does have a child that she didn't see for the 2.5 years.
Well, I guess that's kind of understandable just because
parent-teacher conferences.
I mean, he's not going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, he was 27 as of the article writing, you know, he was anywhere between 25, 24, depending on the 2.5 years, you know, where his birthday lands.
Yeah. Happy birthday, son.
She just yells it from the bathroom.
Happy birthday. It's like, thanks, Mom. Come out of the bathroom. No.
For my birthday wish, I wish my mom would get out of the bathroom. I don't know, like, who would buy that? If I was this lady's husband, I'd just be like, get the fuck up. You're going to work.
Yeah, I would have just yanked her off there. Like, oh, you're having trouble? Yank her off. Like, look, you're done.
Shoryuken!
Get out.
Gotta take a dumper. Why don't you leave? Oh, God, light some matches. Jesus.
All right, guys, next story. And a final story in news. George Murphy and his wife, Dorothy Taylor. I wonder how his wife and they don't have the same last name. That's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were out running their golden retrievers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Alaska, it was 30 below. Yeah, like it normally is in Alaska.
When a living hell. Yeah.
When George Murphy was attacked by a moose.
What?
I don't even need details. That's just the story there. So that's all I need to know.
Oh, no. The story gets better. See, George Murphy was out. They were, you know, driving their truck out, and their dogs were running, you know, playing. You know? Mm-hmm. One of the dogs is older. They said about 12 years old. The other dog's 3. By the way, my youngest dog, the one that's so crazy, is 9. 9! I didn't realize that.
Dude, your dog's going to live to be like 42 in human years.
So the dogs are out playing. George gets out of the truck. You know, oh, the dogs have had their time. It's 30 below. Dorothy, you stay here. I'm going to go get the dogs. Dorothy's sitting in the truck, and she hears the dogs barking like, you know, they're in distress. You know, not the normal bark, the, oh, fuck, something's going on bark. She looks out, and one of the dogs is in front of the moose, and the moose is attacking the older dog. Now, the dogs survive. The dogs did not die. And the younger dog is biting at the moose's back legs while George is trying to reel the dogs in, and the moose is just, like, stomping George. Dorothy gets out of the truck. The moose turns around and spots her, and he's like, you.
Tonight, you.
Dorothy said the moose then charged at her. She, instead of going into the truck and hiding, went to the back of the truck and grabbed a grain shovel and beat the moose with the shovel.
What a badass.
She is 5 feet tall, 95 pounds.
What a badass.
And she successfully defended herself from a full-grown moose in 30 below temperatures in Alaska.
What a badass, dude.
Does she have a beard and testicles on her face?
No, she doesn't, but George Murphy is recovering in a hospital.
What a
He has a
pussy.
Gash to his head.
Fucking pussy.
Dude, she should walk in, like, throw open the door, be like, what?
Sup?
You in that bed?
I don't know. For some reason, this just reminds me of, like, when I first heard you say, like, he was attacked by a moose. It just made me jump to that Family Guy thing. Oh, my God, there's a bear in my oatmeal. Yeah.
I like the one where he's like, I hit a deer, and they go out, and the deer and him are, like, looking at their cars. Yeah. The deer was a driver, and Peter's like, well, I mean, it's just like a little den. He's like, I would really feel better if insurance got involved.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, that will do it for news.
All right.
And that will do it for this edition of Three Hit Combo. I had fun.
Yep, I feel this was a solid one. Yeah. It was really nice. Yeah.
Nope.
It was not nice, apparently.
So, remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Email us, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Find us on GPX Gaming, youtube.com, and twitter.com/3hitcombopc. The number 3, PC stands for podcast. So, for Skylar and Andy, this is Matt, signing out.